This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Things and think you're free. I can smell the fear. I think you make clear. Yeah, I could be rude, be in a mood. I could be rotten. I could be cruel, mad like a fool, but never forgotten.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it already that it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Today is the lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday on August the 14th of 2024, day 227th of the year, and only 139 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes. You know how we do it over there on Radio Big, hanging out, doing all of the lovely stuff, because, hey, what in the hell would we be doing if we're not doing the lovely, lovely? That is for sure. So, last 24 hours have been pretty exciting. A lot of stuff going on. We are doing live on the podcast network. We are live on the actual radio network. We are streaming across the multi-platforms that are known as the social media realm. So, yes, it's been some exciting times. Thanks for hanging out. And then yesterday, you know, we released the newest version of Safety FM with Jay Allen on the podcast network. Some excitement there. So a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff transitioning. So let's talk real quick. This show right here is Safety FM, version of the Rated R Safety Show that we also broadcast on Radio Big. So over the next 3 hours, because this is a three-hour show, hour number one, we'll talk about everything Rated R that's related to news and safety. So don't worry about that. So we'll do that stuff. And then hour two and three consist of actually doing the things that we get to do when it comes to talking about news, listening to music, and all of that. So there you go. Also, if you want to interact with the show, easy to do so. Callinradio.com. Callinradio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving and all that kind of fun stuff. So there you go. A lot of stuff, video messaging, audio messaging, and text messaging. I have to tell you, yesterday I received a question that came in and I figured that we should talk about it. People were referencing, or let me rephrase that. A person referenced via this message that we used to sign a whole bunch of new podcasts into our network that were related to safety, and that as of recent, we have not signed anyone new. And then they referenced something else, but really the last person that we had signed was related to Truck Safety Live, which is, you know, stuff really dealing with heavily in the commercial DOT sector. But But yes, so yes, we haven't signed anyone new in a while, because here's what we normally do, is that we'll take a look around at what's going on out there and say, hey, this person, that person is what we're interested in, and then bringing them together and seeing if they wanted to be part of our network. So that's pretty much the latest. I mean, and then, of course, we have some people in our network that we have never really referenced as part of our network, even though they are part of our network. And I don't know if we should talk about some of that stuff, because part of our network, sometimes we have some people that do things that are related to other measures, but are related still with us and what we're doing inside of the foxhole. So there you go. I know that's backroom baseball talk there. In regards to that, there's a young lady that's out there that I'm very interested in bringing in, but that's probably saying too much already. In regards to some of the stuff that she does, I've been really intrigued by that, but never have reached out to her, never spoken to her. I don't even know her per se. In regards, I've never ran in a circle, social circle as she has or anything along those lines. But yeah, so that's where we're at, if you want to know. So that's it. Nothing major or breaking there. But anyways, with that being said, why don't we start getting into the trends of the ends of the ends, and let's talk about what the hell was trending.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of what was going on, Pennsylvania gets a new famous groundhog, and a traveler takes a creative journey southwards. Hey now. And then an arrest of a resentencing and a $96 million home sold. Yes, I did say $96 million. And then a horror flick gets a remake, and Ghostbusters gets animated. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And then, let's see, a perceived snub could be behind yet another tell-all book from the House of Sussex. Yeah, you have to be very careful when you say the House of Sussex, because that could sound like something entirely different when you say that. So there you go. So it is Whip 'em Out Wednesday, so keep that in mind as we are doing our thing on this lovely Wednesday. So let's do this before we can get started down the journey. Let's get you into some feature story news, because I have some professional broadcasters that are waiting to tell you everything that's going on. So I think it would be good for them to jump on and tell you what is happening.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. The US says it's hopeful of turning the temperature down in the Middle East amid fears of an Iranian retaliatory strike on Israel. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has postponed a trip to the region this week due to uncertainty there. But President Joe Biden says he believes progress towards a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas could deter Tehran from attacking Israel. Iran insists it has the right to strike back over the assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. Defense analyst Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Crawford says retaliation from Iran could come in waves.
The first wave being possibly from Hezbollah launching rockets from southern Lebanon, whereupon the Iranians can launch a much more serious attack from Iran. But again, the USA has said that it's going to be standing firmly alongside Israel, as will the UK and other allies. So it's just another ratcheting up, I think, of the confrontation.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council convened yet another urgent meeting on the situation in Gaza. Algeria requested the meeting after another Israeli airstrike last weekend on a school housing hundreds of Palestinians. Jody Jacobs reports from the United Nations in New York.
As tensions rise in the Middle East and the fighting in Gaza continues, UN Security Council members on Tuesday debated what action needs to be taken to achieve a lasting ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Algeria requested the meeting, questioned how many more meetings the council needs to convene to end the suffering of the Palestinian people. The United States, who will be leading negotiation talks between Israel and Hamas on Thursday, says the council needs to begin talking with one voice, expressing deep concern of the civilian deaths in Gaza. However, as Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., addressed the council, the State Department announced the approval of a $20 billion arms sale to Israel that includes scores of fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. Jerry Jacobs, New York.
Fumio Kishida has announced he will step down as Japan's prime minister next month. He's been in the post for 3 years, but recent polling shows his support has fallen to historic lows at around 15%. East Asia correspondent William Denzelo reports.
At a news conference, Fumio Kishida announced he won't seek re-election at his party's leadership contest next month, effectively ending his tenure as Japan's prime minister. Kishida helped navigate the country out of the COVID-19 pandemic and helped improve ties with South Korea. But the Liberal Democratic Party has been rocked by domestic scandals. With the LDP dogged by a corruption probe, Kishida says the first step toward showing the party's changed is to step aside. His successor will be tasked with addressing economic headwinds and geopolitical tensions. Japan must hold a general election by October 2025. William Denslow, Hong Kong.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, Ukraine's military assault on Russia. President Volodymyr Zelensky says his forces now hold 1,000 square kilometres of Russian territory after launching a surprise attack on a border post on Ukraine's eastern front. Dr. Eleanor Bindman of Manchester Metropolitan University says Kyiv may be trying to seize territory to use as a bargaining chip in any peace talks with the Kremlin.
It's possible that that is one of the aims and that the Ukrainians are trying to put themselves in a better position if it ever gets to the point that there are serious peace negotiations. Russia currently holds around 18% of Ukrainian territory, and it's been very clear that any negotiations would, you know, their starting point would be that they're not going to give up any of that territory. So the Ukrainians may be wanting to kind of, you know, come back with something stronger to say, well, we've got some of yours, so that's a sort of bargaining chip. I don't think ultimately that is really what's going to happen, because I think they probably will be forced to give it back. I think it's about boosting morale at home amongst the Ukrainian population, which is well over 2 years now into this brutal conflict. It's also about bringing the war home to Russians and Russian civilians in a way that perhaps it hasn't been up until this point. And it's also about showing Ukraine's allies that they are able to launch these lightning attacks, which have taken the Russian side very much by surprise.
And indeed, this is the biggest incursion into Russian territory since the end of World War II. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And a reminder now of the hour's top story. Fumio Kishida has announced he will step down as Japan's prime minister next month. He's been in the post for 3 years, but recent polling shows his support has fallen to historic lows at around 15%. And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, this is Jay Allen from Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorn. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorn, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just your spare change. It's all about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio designed to fit your financial goals, and then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorn app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, you are listening to your own risk around here, or at your own risk at least, because you never know what the hell's going to come out of here. That is for sure. Anyways, 18 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Wednesday. Yes, lovely Wednesday as we are talking. So here you go, another lawsuit for Elon Musk, and at the same time, he's in the foxhole with Donald Trump. On Monday night, Musk and Trump held a wide-ranging conversation that was live-streamed on X. Yes, on X. In one segment, the pair discussed Musk's commitment to efficiency in his businesses. Musk mused about leading a government-efficient commission under the Trump administration. The former president, in his trademark candor, quipped that Musk fire-striking government workers. So there you go. Now, United Auto Workers have filed a claim that the National Labor Relations Board, arguing that Musk and Trump's discussion amounted to threatening to terminate the unionized workers on strike, which the union says violates the National Labor Relations Act. Tesla, controlled and run by Musk, has been a UAW target to unionize the workforce, which Musk has publicly resisted. This is according to CBS News. So what do you think? What do you think there? Because you know that that's going to be a big convo. There is going to be a big convo to come about that. It's not just going to be like, hey, yeah, we had like a briefy little discussion here, and some things came about. Just not kind of how that goes. It's going to be a whole conversation. Now, listen, I don't know what happened during that live stream on X, so anything that I would tell you would be untruthful because I did not watch. Plus, I have heard, and this is hearing because I have no proof of it, that there was a 40-minute delay due to technical difficulties about what was going on. Now, that's neither here nor there. That's the stuff that I read post-event. I was not there during or trying to listen, so there you go. Also, take a listen to this. A seasoned corporate fixer will take the reins of Starbucks to revive the coffee chain's fielding sales and brand. Brian Nicole has previously been the CEO of Taco Bell and Chipotle. I wonder which order that worked. Under his leadership, Chipotle's the company's revenue has nearly doubled since 2018. Now that he's taking over the chairman of the CEO of Starbucks, which has more than 10 times the locations as Chipotle did in the United States, Nicole replaces Laxman, who led Starbucks for just over a year and oversaw quarter after quarter in declining revenue. Worth noting, in the second quarter of 2024, Chipotle sales were up 11% year over year and Starbucks was down by 2%. But wait, the announcement, Starbucks stock gained 24.5% and Chipotle fell by 7%. Why do we keep on talking about all this other stuff, but nobody's talking about what the hell happened with Taco Bell? I want to know. I want to know some toxic hell information here. Because, hey, I mean, that there is some info there that probably needs to happen.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a Canadian adventurer says that he traveled from Vancouver, British Columbia to Tijuana, Mexico, using public transportation and city buses. William Hugh set out south near the end of June, committing to totally avoid Greyhound buses, Amtrak trains, and to minimize walks between stops. He also walked across land borders between North America countries, which Hugh said drew some suspicion from the border authorities in the north. The whole trip took about 9 days and only cost him, are you ready for this? $200. $200. 9 days and $200. Now think about that. British Columbia to Tijuana, Mexico. So we're talking, you know, other side of San Diego. If you're just trying to figure that out. So what do you think? I mean, I think that's pretty interesting. 9 days, $200. Let's plan some stuff, and I want to understand a little bit better on how to do it. But let's kind of avoid the suspicion thing. But there you go. That's a whole other conversation. Anyways, a California man has survived a bee attack that he saw stung more than 200 times while feeding horses on the property that he managed last Friday. Everything began to close up. My throat closed up. My heart felt like it was going to explode. My chest hurt so much. Everything hurt, Antonio Moreno tells local media. The owner of the property saw Moreno running for help and was able to get him inside. But meanwhile, bees continued stinging the horses Moreno was trying to feed. Enough to kill two of them. A crew dispatched with firefighters arrived in protective gear and tried to cover the horses with foam to kill off the bees, but it was too late. Both died as a result of the swarm of stings. Moreno says that medical personnel removed more than 200 stingers from his back, arms, and even his ear. He did not know before the attack that he was allergic to bees and now carries an EpiPen. This is according to ABC7. Now, hold on. Because I want to know this. All of a sudden, you got stung by 200 bees. Like, where the hell were these bees the whole time? And were they attacking, per se, the actual horse's ass? I mean, the horses, before everything was going down. Because I want to know. So, I mean, it gets interesting for sure as we are talking about this. So what do you think? I mean, it is some information. There is no doubt about that in regards to what was going on. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. Move over, Punxsutawney Phil. There's a new famous groundhog in Pennsylvania. The groundhog that climbed inside the claw machine at the Meadows Family Fun Center in Duncanville, Pennsylvania, left such an impression on employees that they decided to make him the official mascot. Yeah. An ice cream shop located inside the facility held a name contest on Facebook for the rodent, and the winning name was just announced. Colonel Custard. Yeah, Colonel Custard was the winning name for the rata. I mean, I don't know. I guess I respect the groundhog. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff coming off. This is coming from WPXI Channel 11. There are some ugly pictures of this thing that you can find out there if you're so inclined to finding out. Hey, I mean, whatever. I mean, you do you. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff. Let's talk about the Dow, because I think that that's going to be important. The Dow increased by 408 points to close at 39,765. The S&P added about 90 points to close at 5,434. And the NASDAQ increased by 407 points to close at 17,187. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $80 a barrel. So there you go. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.44 on Tuesday. And Bitcoin gained more than 2.75% on Tuesday, trading just around 61,000. There was more than 2,553 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, and more than 125 such cancellations. Pennsylvania residents matched all six numbers on Monday night with a Powerball. The winner can choose between $213.8 million jackpot or $106.4 million cash payout. Tonight's drawing will be for $20 million jackpot or a $10 million cash payout. So I guess the thing is, did the person that won, the same person that decided to name Phil, you know, Philly Illy of what the hell was going on?
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, I am just saying, man, don't shoot the messenger. So take a listen to this. Information always going on in regards of all the stuff that we talk about. So let's talk about this. Ellen DeGeneres just sold 10 acres of Santa Barbara estate to a mining guy by the name of Robert Friedland. Yeah, Friedland, for $96 million. Yeah, $96 million. The 9,000-square-foot home features 5 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, a private beach access, and many more luxury amenities. DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi bought the pad for $70 million in 2022. Meanwhile, bought back the Santa Barbara home she sold to Friendland earlier this year, as well as the 6-acre adjacent to it. So this is according to TMZ. So there you go. There you go. A lot of stuff going on, if you care about that. Take a listen to this. George Clooney thinks that director Quentin Tarantino can F off, is what it said. He made the bold statement in an interview with GQ in response to Tarantino saying that he isn't a movie star since he hasn't hit a film since the millennium. Since the millennium, that's the kind of whole effing career. So now I'm like, all right, dude, F off, Clooney told the publication. Clooney and Tarantino co-starred in the 1996 From Dusk Till Dawn. So there you go. I don't know. I would imagine that, I mean, it's tongue-in-cheek there. And maybe, you know, Tarantino's just saying this because Tarantino's making his last movie and says, hey, maybe we can bring some Clooney in to get some of that stuff going. I don't know. What is the last Clooney movie that you saw that you thought it was a star? I mean, like, that he was a star in. I mean, I would imagine that, you know, most of his movies, people are like, hey, it's George Clooney. You know, whatever. I don't know. Stuff gets weird sometimes. Anyways, take a listen to this. Dr. Dre shared his intentions to compete. Yes, I did say compete at the 2028 Olympics. When asked what sport he plans to compete, he replied, archery. Dre explained that he has been an archer for decades, stating that starting way back in junior high, and while he lost interest for a bit, claims that he is ready to do the work to qualify for the next Summer Olympics. This is according to Billboard magazine. So there you go. I mean, let's talk about this stuff in Lifetime. I remember when I was much, much younger, gangster rap, you know, that was Dre, that was Snoop Dogg, you were looking at, you know, Tupac, all this other stuff. Who would have said that so many years later, we would be looking at Snoop Dogg actually, you know, running with the Olympic torch, and then all of a sudden, or passing the Olympic torch, and then all of a sudden also talking at the Olympics, and now Dre saying that he wants to be part of the Olympics? So there you go. It gets weird sometimes. Anyways, take a listen to this. Spanish government believes that Katy Perry may have trespassed on some protected sand dunes on her Balearic Islands while filming the music video for her new single, Lifetimes. In the video, Perry appears inside of a roped-off area around the dunes with the camera crew, production team, and equipment in tow. An investigation into the matter is currently underway. Really? Like, it got that serious that quick? That they're taking the dive already into it? That's quick. I mean, that's some quick stuff. Okay, take a listen to this. Multiple outlets report that Jennifer Lopez spent the weekend at Ben Affleck's rental home. Rental home? In Los Angeles. While some decided that the visit meant a reconciliation, insiders say that it was simply so that she could spend time with the kids before the school year begins. Still no comment from either Ben or Jen, and still no word on when a divorce filing will occur, or who will do the filing. This is according to The Blast. I am sometimes amazed on some of the stuff that happens from time to time in regards to what is actually discussed in the news as news, but whatever. Take a listen to this. Meghan Markle has a memoir of her own in the works. Insiders tell Closer that, as some friends tell it, Meg was actually been holding back in a public comment so far, with one person saying the talk among their friends is that it's time to take the gloves off and do away with diplomacy. In a deeper twist, there is so much demand for the Meghan to speak out, whether that's in some form or another, to sit down interview or even her own memoir. Her pals think that there is tons of money to be had once the book actually does come out. Remember that Prince Harry's memoir broke sales records when it debuted back in 2023. Despite all the years of public laundry airing, Harry and Meg were apparently annoyed but not shocked that they weren't invited to join the senior royals at the Balivore this summer, sparking Meg's desire to spill her remaining secrets in a book of her own. So this is according to the New York Post and Closer. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what exactly happens. No doubt about that. Anyways, 32 minutes past top of the hour. Let's do it.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, main story time is always the time that we get to talk about what is important and what are the things that happen inside of the world here. And listen, I don't know. Sometimes we have to talk about some things that suck. I mean, there are just no other way to talk about it. There is no other way to discuss it. And when you think that it can't happen, it can happen. And that's where the life gets weird inside of what we do for work. Recently, I was involved with an investigation that had to deal with a major collapse inside of a organization that normally doesn't have situations that deal with deaths. I mean, they have accidents that occur, but never anything that is so severe that has led to death inside of the organization previously. So with that being said, I'm going to tread lightly as I talk about this, but we have to think from time to time when the worst incidents happen inside of a workplace. They're not expected. They're not something that we kind of go, okay, this was kind of planned out. We've seen that this issue was going to lie. Sometimes when they do occur, they come out of left field. And what it had to deal with, it was that this particular organization manufactures some chemicals. And this chemical that they actually manufacture, where they were having some issues in regards of moving some of the containers that held the actual product itself. And while they were moving the product, they were using a forklift to try to get everything to move. Not a problem. This kind of the way that it goes. Unfortunately, someone decided to get underneath the product that was on a forklift. As this forklift was there, the product actually fell, the container itself, crushed the person, and then the actual liquid spilled out at the same time. So kind of a tiered system on how some of this stuff occurred. As you take a look at this and take a listen to it, worst thing that could happen was that the person got crushed, person got the chemical on them, don't kind of know in what kind of order sequence or exactly what happened. But this is the worst thing that could happen. You lost a team member inside of the organization in a very graphic form. Now, as you look through this and go through this, there were other people on the floor, meaning that there was other people that were around as this was going down. So, of course, the plant has to close for a period of time in regards to figuring out what was happening. Also, this person has now passed away. And there is an investigation that's going on. And the investigation that's going on, the initial thought process, because the organization had never dealt with anything like this, was trying to have someone who works internally with this person to try to do the investigation. Now, I'm talking, when we talk about when the worst things can happen, this is worst case scenario. So this is, of course, before we get the phone call in regards of what we should do in regards to moving forward. But man, this is some stuff to think about for a moment. What are your plan of actions inside of your organization if you have a death, if you have a dismemberment, if you have something that is severe inside of your location? How is it going to be handled? Because it gets very strange. Imagine this for a moment. Just imagine you have a situation that takes place inside of your workplace. And let's use somebody who you work close with as the example. And then you're asked all of a sudden to do the investigation on the incident. I mean, keep in mind that when this happens in a police department, they ask you to recuse yourself from actually the incident itself, because you should not be tied into it. And this should be a very similar scenario. You should not have anybody doing the investigation from inside your own workplace, at least not that same facility. And then if you turn around and go, well, we're only a single facility, then you need an outsider. You definitely need an outsider in regards of taking a look at some of this stuff. I mean, I know, a little more graphic than what we normally talk about, but we have to look at it from the standpoint is, how would this work in your organization? What is the setup that you currently have and how that would work? Because that's going to be a very crucial aspect of the whole thing. Let's think about that. No doubt there. I mean, there is some areas that we need to give some serious consideration to on, if you do not have a plan of action, probably need to seriously sit down this week and create a plan of action on what that would look like, because you don't want it to happen when the worst incident can happen.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes minutes in a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
We all want to make sure that our family is protected in medical emergencies. What many of us don't realize is that health insurance won't always cover the full amount of an emergency medical flight. Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with high deductibles and copays. That's why an Air Medcare Network membership is so important. As a member, if an emergency arises, you won't see a bill for air medical transport when flown by an AMCN provider. Best of all, a membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. AMCN providers are called upon to transport nearly 100,000 patients a year. This is coverage no family should go without. Now, as a Jay Allen Show listener, you'll get up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Simply visit airmedcarenetwork.com/safety and use the offer code SAFETY. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Warning. Listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
You all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Like a monster. And I'm just here to haunt you. I've become your nightmare, slipping in your dreams. I'm the definition of the worst kind of me.
Okay, here we go. Rated R Safety Show, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. As we are hanging out, doing our thing on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday, and thank you for all the, we'll talk about commentary and pictures. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Yep, Monster. This is Willie Echo bringing you this song.
Coming for you.
Monster. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. If you want to give it some little action there. You know, we've played this one before and I like it. We'd like to thank Willie Echo for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Because I feel like a monster. You know, it's a grand day, no doubt about that, as we get to hang out together. It's not so much that you get to hang out with me, it's that I get to hang out with you. You know, podcast network, radio network, social media. Get to do a little bit of everything. Definitely feeling like a monster this morning. Okay, so there you go. Thanks again to Willie Echo for allowing us to play this here. Let's get into some moves and some grooves of some things that are going to be super importante for us to talk about. If anything, this might be the most important thing that I ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friend's Ed to write love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to health, and to write love on her arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. There's all kinds of resources on their website. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, there's going to be information about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. So there you go. Lot of stuff. All you have to do is your part. This information may not be for you, but it could be for somebody else, or you might need it at a later time. It's always good to have the resources already readily available. Keep in mind also that if you need immediate help, they have a 24-hour helpline for you. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. Let's continue talking a little bit about some other things that are going on inside of the world, because that is what we do around here. This might not come as a surprise to you, but if you've ever endured an all-night studying session or a marathon meeting at work, but now scientists agree, thinking hard hurts. Radboud University researchers found that a mental effort can be conclusively linked to the unpleasant feeling, which they say may have challenges to people with the assumptions about the joys of intellectual pursuit. Their study, an analysis of 170 separate research projects, found that no matter what the mental task is, from healthy workers developing new technology to athletes honing their own golf swing as a result of always the same. The harder people had to think, the more unpleasant they found the experience. So why do we do so? The scientists concluded that perhaps people choose to mentally active despite the effort, not because of it. So So there you go. Sounds like to me that they could help a decent conclusion. So instead of really thinking about it, they just scribbled down and took off for the weekend. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, I could be wrong. Also some other stuff is it actually hurts to find out, to think a little bit. Wait, or is that just me? I mean, I never know. I look at it and I go, yeah, I'm always in pain.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
I am just saying, because you never know around here about what exactly is going on. So that's how I look at it. So there you go. Anyways, what else do we have going on? Let's see. Do we want to talk about a dog's life? Let's talk about a dog's life. Dolce & Gabbana has introduced a new fragrance mist for dogs. Yeah, you heard me there. The luxury brand, its new alcohol-free scented mist was inspired by founders Dolce unconditional love for his loyal dog Fifi. The blends of fresh delicate notes of young musk and sandalwood, resulting in the tender and embracing fragrance that crafted the playful beauty routine. Dog owners, rather than a pre-order of the Fifi fragrance mist for just over $100 US. It sounds like a lot of, well, keep in mind that it comes from a sleek green lacquered glass bottle adorned with a vibrant red metal cap and a precious 24-karat gold-plated paw, which I'm sure your mutt will appreciate deeply, especially if Ike, you know, like mine, it would rather swim in the muddy stream and roll in its own poop and smell a little bit nice. So there you go. Although, on the other hand, it would give the dogs a good excuse to sniff other dogs' body parts. I mean, I don't know. It depends on how you want to sell there. That's one thing. What else do we have? Let's do this one. The key to unlocking the best self might not be hidden in the gym membership or a self-help book, but instead could be in the adorable partnering of a four-legged furball who begs for scraps at your dinner table. A poll of 2,000 dog owners found that 39% of credit their dog for improving their emotional health, while over 25% report that enhancements in their mental and physical health and how it's their canines were miracle workers and provide the benefits. Dog owners said that the secret lies in the uncanny ability of comfort with us, down 69%, stand up through stressful times, 60%, and even lend an ear when we need to vent, 45%. 81% reported that an increased levels of result of a puppy parent, and 49% admitted that the furry friend is often the sole reason why they exercise at all. If you aren't realizing the mental health benefits from owning a dog, you're doing it wrong, is what it sounds like. So there you go. A lot of stuff right there, no doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us a little bit about what the hell's going on with Budget Minute.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The Motivation Minute. Today's story was submitted by Donald. Charlie Chaplin once told a joke in front of an audience. Everyone laughed. Then Charlie told the exact same joke a second time, and only a few laughed. When he told the same exact joke for a third time, nobody laughed. Then Charlie said beautiful words. If you can't laugh and laugh at the same joke, why do you cry and cry at the same pain and sorrow? I love that. Enjoy every moment of your life. Charlie Chaplin left a great legacy without saying a single word in most of his movies. Now, he was not a perfect person. Nobody is. But think about how much time we waste thinking about things that happened to us in the past. Like Charlie said, why cry at the same pain and sorrow over and over? Find ways to laugh and be happy. The Motivation Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. If we are to fulfill our responsibilities as parents, we must commit to the biblical principles of child rearing, including discipline. Biblical discipline is consistent. The rules are clearly defined, and the consequences for misbehaving are appropriate. Children need to know that every time they are disobedient, they will be punished. That is not cruelty, but love, tough love. True biblical discipline is always an expression of love, never anger, and has a child's best interest at heart. Lord Jesus, forgive us for being inconsistent in disciplining our children. Give us the wisdom and strength to do what's best for them, regardless of how we feel. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From FSN in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world headlines. The U.S. says it's hopeful of turning the temperature down in the Middle East amid fears of an Iranian retaliatory strike on Israel. Fumio Kishida has announced he will step down as Japan's prime minister next month. Recent polling shows his support has fallen to historic lows. And Kiev says its troops have taken control of 74 settlements in Russia's Kursk region and are still advancing. Russia, though, says Ukraine's troops have been halted.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
That sounds like some rough gas station sushi, which you probably shouldn't get gas station sushi anyways, but we'll leave it there in regards of what is going on. So let's take a look around on things that happened back on this date. We're going to go to 1985 in particular, because this one was a doozy. So let's talk about this. Back in 1985, Michael Jackson buys the rights to the Beatles catalogs for $47 million, outbidding Sir Paul McCartney. No doubt about that. It was that catalog that Jackson leveraged to build his lavish estate and lifestyle, even when he was not financially sound. The King of Pop would surrender the rights to Sony in 2008. So there you go. That happened back in 1985. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about those. Miranda Ray Mayo turns 34. James Buckley turns 37. Tim Tebow and Johnny Gargano both turn 37 as well. Mila Kunis, yeah, she turns 41 today. Kofi Kingston, 43. Mike Vrabel turns 49. Mark Loretta, 53. Chris Paris turns 55. Halle Berry turns 58. Susan Olsen, 63. Magic Johnson, yeah, he turns 65 today. What else? Jackie Harry, 68. Daniel Steele turned 77. And Steve Martin turned 79. So there you go. That's some birthdays that are going on. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I always have some of those for you. It's World Calligraphy Day. World Lizard Day. Oh, man. Well, they're celebrating the lizard today. Maybe we should play Ceremony of the Lizard just for some people that are out there. National Creamsicle Day. National Social Security Day. And National Tattoo Removal Day. What? Let's not do that. That sounds like a terrible plan. Terrible plan. So there you go. Anyways, that's all the stuff that's going on that side. So let's talk about this. We are just a few weeks away. Conklin Conference, if you're interested in coming, hanging out with us in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's happening September the 10th through the 12th. If you want to come and hang out and take a look at what we're talking about in the world of human and organizational performance, Todd Conklin will be there, of course. We'll also have Jen Long, Bob Edwards, and Andrea Baker, just to name a few. I'll be there hosting. We'll be putting some gigs together as we're doing it, talking about podcasting, because why would we not podcast in that world? That is for sure. So there you go. SafetyFM.io for more information if you want to come hang out in Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are hanging. So there you go. What else? What else? What else? Let me give you a joke for today, if you would be so encouraged on having one of those. So let's go ahead and do that. Yesterday, someone called me bossy, and I have never felt more understood. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What one item must a junk drawer have to be a real junk drawer? Yeah, think about that, because that's a good one. If you need something for the water cooler, try this. This was originally used as a torture device, and now many of us own one. What is it? A treadmill. Yeah, not a joke. It's a treadmill, just so you know. Anyways, thank you for taking a listen to what the hell we have going on. No doubt about that. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to Radio Big for the next couple hours or so, talking about everything related to music and entertainment, and of course playing some music, because I get to handpick some of that stuff. So there you go, if you want to come and hang out. If not, you can stay here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Always some stuff to be able to do if you want to do that. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. When you forgive, you in no way change the past, but you sure do change the future. Think about that. That's going to take you places that you never thought that you would go to. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
I can smell the fear. I think you made clear. Yeah. I could be ruby in a mood. I could be rotten. I could be cool, Monica fool, but never forgotten. Creeping in the dark, waiting for you.